I'm excited to have with me today award-winning Canadian rapper Peter Jackson. Peter is here today to talk about his successful career and his new single and music video, Mountain Valley, featuring Trey Songz. Welcome, Peter, and congratulations on your new single.
Thank you very much. How are you doing?
Good, good. No, I'm excited. I've watched the video over and over, and I just love the video. And where was it filmed?
We actually shot pretty much like 80% of the video in Malibu in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And then just a little bit outside of Malibu as well.
Yeah. So like, tell us the process. Like, was it filmed during COVID?
Yeah. The video was actually shot in September, mid-September of this year, or of last year, 2021. I flew into LA. I'd already had the record done previously with Trey. We did it about 6 months before that. And we just set a time that would work for both of us. And I went down to LA for a bunch of stuff in Vegas and Boston. And then when I was in LA, we shot that video.
Wow, that's, you know, congratulations. And tell us the inspiration behind the song.
This song specifically, the original version of that we actually sampled was called Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And why did you pick that song?
Basically, mentor that I work with, he has a company that he founded. And the company's actually called Mountain Valley.
Wow.
So I had originally just done a record about just being respectful to what his company had done and all this kind of stuff. And then I had sampled that record and I sent it to him. And it was just kind of like a gift.
Aww.
And then he said to me, he was like, could you put this out? And I'm like, well, you could, but you'd have to clear the sample. One, two, the lyrics aren't about your business and it's biotech and science and all this stuff, so I would have to really switch it. But and then he was just like, you should do that. So I did that, and then I went and retained the master rights to release it, and it was kind of like that. But it's a feel-good record. It's about positivity, vibrations, frequencies, love, respect, all that kind of good stuff. And I think at this time right now, and the time that I did it, I feel like it was really important for me to do that.
Yeah, singer, and hope too, right? Gives people,
definitely.
No mountain high enough. It gives you it can go to all ages, right? All walks of life. You could be a runner and you're doing your, I listen to the song when I'm running, and it gives you that inspiration, that hope. And it's a feel good song. And, Peter, tell us the feedback. What's it been like?
I think the feedback's been really incredible. I think, like you just said, I think people catch a really good vibe from it.
Mm-hmm.
I think people understand what frequency it's on, and they just respect that first and foremost. And it should be all over the radio in Canada, but CHR and Top 40 Radio in Canada is a very hard push, especially for Canadian artists. I know they say it's not, but they only play 30% CanCon, so it's a little bit of a struggle to get things started. But I think once everything starts at radio, it's been getting a lot of feature spins and stuff on radio.
Mm-hmm.
I think once it starts at CHR radio, it'll really take off. It's over 1 million streams on Spotify. It's over 1 million hits on YouTube. And it's been, I think it's just short of 5 weeks it's been out now. So it's starting to move. I would like to see it move more, but music has a mind of its own, and I think it's so subjective that it just takes off when it wants to, or it doesn't when it doesn't,
Yes. You are, an inspiration. You're a trailblazer. And what drives you? What drives you to, I understand that you've been, interested in music since in your teens. So tell us the listeners, what drives you to, to continue and be so successful?
Thank you. I would say family. I would say definitely the people around me, just, you know, wanting to be able to take care of people, wanting to be able to create opportunities for friends and family members to, you know, work, eat, do nice things, you know, enjoy life. I say a lot of times that, you know, if this stuff was about me, that I probably wouldn't do it anymore, just because sometimes it's really difficult. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, the goals or the prizes or whatever you want to call it, you know, that when you cross that finish line of something, they're usually, those sacrifices are always worth it. And, you know, I feel like it's super therapeutic to me as well. But I definitely draw my inspiration from like family.
That's wonderful. And Peter, tell us about, you have a company too, right? Zero Nickel Entertainment.
Yeah, Nine O Nickel. Yes. Yeah, I have a promotional company called Nine O Nickel Entertainment, and a booking agency called International Touring Agency. So a lot of like tours that come to Canada, whether it's, you know, a Leonard Skinner tour or a Snoop Dogg tour or Fetty Wap or Tech Nine or whoever it is, my company usually books these tours. There is a few other booking agencies obviously as well. That's my company, and I do a lot of bookings and get to work with a lot of cool people.
Yes, and you're making waves. You know, as I said, you're a trailblazer. And so tell us some of the career highlights.
I guess it depends on the moment. I think just, you know, having people around me see certain things, like, you know, performing in front of 10,000 people, or you know, my first record just went gold recently. We haven't officially announced it yet because we're waiting on the plaques, but my first record just went gold, or one of my records just went gold. You know, so something like that, just being able to tour. Honestly, for me, it's like highlights are like I said, again, I know that I keep pushing on it and reiterating, but like being able to take care of family and like, you know, create opportunities and just share moments with them. I recently lost my dad about two and a half months ago now. You know, just even being able to like, you know, everybody always said I spent too much money on going to NBA playoff games or flying to gold medal hockey games with like my dad, or, you know, doing these things. And now it's like, you know, because of music, I was able to fly my dad across Canada to go watch World Junior games, or I'd sit courtside at Raptor games, or, you know, Blue Jay games, certain ones that are important to us, or, you know, things like that. So honestly, like just being able to do that kind of stuff to me is like, I can look back and just be like, you know, I'm happy that I got to do that. And because of music, I was able to provide those opportunities for myself and for my family. And, you know, times of enjoyment, because I feel like it's so far and few between sometimes for people that, you know, those things help.
Yes. And, you know, accept my condolences for your father passing. And, you know, Peter, what do you want people to take away from your music?
That's a good question. I think I want people to be inspired. I think I want people to understand to like push through, you know, when things feel, you know, impossible. Cause like, I mean, it feels like that all the time. People look at, you know, even sometimes what I'm doing and be like, wow, you know, I wish I was doing that, or I was able to achieve these things or whatever. But it's like when you're in the middle of like a tornado or the eye of the storm, you don't really see it like that. So I think, you know, just I want people to understand that, probably feel the exact same way they do in reference to, you know, whatever they're doing. And I think it's just like, you know, finding a way to just keep going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to not listen, like don't take advice from people that have never done what you're trying to do, you know.
Yes, good advice, Peter. And I mean, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's about it.
No, it's just wonderful speaking with you. And, you know, if people want, I know you're on Apple, Spotify, but isn't anywhere else people can listen to your music or, you know, watch your videos on YouTube? And
All my social media platforms are Peter Jackson 905. Mm-hmm. So if you just do that, or just Google Peter Jackson rapper, not Peter Jackson the director, and you'll be able to find me.
Yes, and congratulations on your, it's going gold, right, as you said?
Yeah, my album, We the North, I did the Raptors playoff anthem for them a couple years ago, and it just recently went gold.
Yeah, congratulations, Peter. And I'd like to have you come back maybe in 6 months, Peter.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so thanks again, and all the best to you.
Thank you. You as well.